No, partially on air. No, something's not right. Oh, wait. Okay. Testing. We live out there in RLM land. I'm having some kind of internet trouble or something. And I just got all the green lights set up on my rocket broadcaster. Remember, if you can hear me out there, give me a something so I know. Unless I didn't stop the damn server. Did I? Hey, Frog. Okay, so you guys got... I did make it this time. Okay, I've had a little computer little problem here a few minutes ago. Anyway, this is Flash at the Dork Table on the 9th of January, 2021. Say hey to Grimnir for letting me do this shit when I get a bug up my butt to talk. And if you're in a chatty mood and want to communicate in text, we have a chat room with bots and bodies. Hey, Mental, for your approval, we've got a Farman, Cowboy Tech. Now, some people are just logged on and in and out. Grimnir, Moose Girl, Kate, Rob Works, Asmo, Chostoni, Circlo, see, logged on but busy. Me, Flash Somebody, Free Enslaved, Frumpy Work, Graham Z, Meister Brow, Prince, Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom Beetle, Betsy, C66, Cyborg, Noodle, the old bot, and Civ, Eric, I am Lone Frog, Hey Frog, J's9J's, Kozu, Matt, WJ2002, Pancakes, you old bastard, Pone Sauce, Smartass, The Holiest Roger, and Zepix. And Uff and Mental asked me to do an hour tonight, because I really didn't feel like doing the show, to be honest with you. Don't really have anything but complaining left. It's all about all this drivel from faraway land that I don't occupy anymore. So, I don't know. I felt like it was pointless to continue, especially doing the show solo, but there was a couple of people that wanted me to do one, so bear with me, guys. I'm not pleased with the performance of the media, the politicians. People have lost their fucking minds with this stupid corona, COVID, whatever the fuck it is. And it's getting worse. It's not getting better. It's been a year of this shit. And now these idiots in politics, they want to use it on us under the guise of protection to just control everything. I think the problem is all financial. Nobody else seems to agree with that. So, again, another reason not to do a solo show. I've said everything that I think about these things. And I feel like I'm in a loop. You know, there's nothing new to say. We, like Wednesday night when the Patriots stormed the Capitol. And I'm looking at links on the internet webs. The very same time people are reporting shooting, drama, and gates opening, and people doing this and that. And I'm watching these people sitting all around the building, and people with their kids on the grass. So either I'm looking at a live stream of a place that wasn't really where it was supposed to be, or see, it doesn't really matter. The whole point is whatever I end up seeing is never the same as what the official story and government tells. People know so much, you know, and they can do so much magic with a camera. It's just amazing. I saw Bilbo outsmart Gollum inside the mountain. Top that. I mean, talk about, you know, like lead Skellen doing magic. This Gollum character got slapped. But, I mean, just, that's how ridiculous this whole political thing, just like the Lord of the Rings or, I don't know, the Apollo space mission, all this shit we've been fed all these years by these complete and total fuck-ups. Look what they've done to the society that we live in. And there's just not enough resistance to do anything about it. Most people are just compliant little sheep. And it's to the point here for me that if I dare go out in public and be myself, well, I could upset one of the locals and have somebody call me in on a COVID mandate because they don't like the way I look. And, you know, I didn't sign up for that. I didn't sign up for any of this. But it's not just here. It's everywhere. So I've seen the world fall into a big bucket of shit in the last 9 years. I saw it coming way before that. But I was always the nutcase, you know, conspiracy wackadoodle that lives in a fantasy world. You know, just ask people like Hans about how crazy I am because America's strong. Jobs are going to come back. Trump just took office. This is what I heard 4 years ago. The same shit you're going to hear now. It's going to appear different, but it's all the same crap. You know, Trump isn't a victim of anything. He's an accomplice. He's in up to his fucking billionaire eyeballs in this freaking scam. And he wanted to be the president. Nobody made him be the president. He wanted to be the president. Why? I don't understand that. Billionaire guy. All the fucking money he could ever spend. Blah, 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 blah. So why be the president of the United States? You know? And then why only for one term? I told you. I did this on the, what you call it, the predictions last year. I thought, just out of a joke, and I thought, wow, maybe this Trump selection, whatever you call it, they'll turn the tables on him, and instead of him losing to Hill Dog, he won. Maybe the next guy, he'll beat him in the popular vote, but the college is going to say, no, Mr. Trump, you move the embassy, go away. And I think it's all a big performance because I don't think the guy really wants the job again. I think he did what they wanted him to do, and now they'll let him live a couple more years in his luxury and leave his legacy, whatever that's going to be. Because we think we know what's happened. You know, we read about shit that's happened. We see links on the internet webs to show you what happened. 10 years go by and you find out, wow, everybody was full of shit. How the hell did they keep doing that? Over and over and over. And here we sit, debating to this fucking day, to this moment. I'm still willing to debate the reality of this fucked up social experiment they call society that I think was doomed from the gate. They did testing with lab rats to see what would happen if you undernourished, overpopulated, blah, blah, fucking blah, did all these things to rats. And they found out. So now they did them to humans. And I think that the results that we live in today were planned way back in the past, way before I was ever thought of. And I'm 61. So, you know, I've seen a few days, but the stuff that's coming, this is not the life that I want to, what's the right word? Oh, here we go. I was raised with that red, white, and blue bullshit, and America, and flags, and the best country in the world crap, all that nonsense. And I guess there was a point in my life, some degree, where I'd protect the name, you know, because I'd be from America. And I've grown out of that. Now it's like, wow, fuck, stop reminding me. Circle, shut up. I know where I'm from already. Because the time I've been away, I've gotten to look back. And see the place I'm from a distant place. And it's not the same as when I was living in it. It looks a lot different. Of course, Rob Works told me the other morning, he said that from the time I left, I wouldn't recognize the place if I saw it tomorrow or today, whatever day. But 9 years isn't a very long time in history. Yet, look at the condition that the whole fucking planet's in this shit right now, because he's the public is too ignorant to know that the government would lie to them. They think they're being told the truth. And they're going to defend it. They got flags and patriots and Proud Boys. What else? They got Antifas. All these groups, these KKK, you name it. There's BLM. Split us up, divide us, make sure everybody hates the next nigger. And the next thing you know, we're all wearing masks and we can't go anywhere because there's nowhere to go. It's all over. Finished. They shut us down with a story. All they had to do is make a few movies in Hollywood, and, you know. So they made money lying to the public through media, you know, through the media, TV, movies and such. And then they've managed to raise people to believe that things they see in film, they're not just entertainment. Oh, no, no, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to get a virus and drop dead. And they really believe. Now, I've been alive for a long time, so I would assume that I would have known somebody in my life somewhere that dropped dead from virus. If they're was any reality to this at all, because they started heavy in England. When I was in England in the 90s, they had the mad cow thing going on. See, I went, I don't give no flying the fox about no mad cow. Fuck you. Of course, I was 30 then. I didn't give a shit. But since then, it's been proven with the help of the internet webs, a few people that, you know, came forward from the medical profession, that most of the crap that we know today is actually just bullshit so that Rockefeller can make money. And if you're fortunate enough to see these things, that's one thing. But you got to remember, 95% of the people that that actually look at these things are going to reject them just because their wiring will not allow them to accept the possibility that what they believe is false. These are huge, huge things. And I know, I come on the radio all the time and make fun of people and joke about it because there's no changing it. There's no way out of this. There's never has been. There's no help. You can post all the freaking help you want on the internet webs. And if other people are even close to what I'm like, most of them are gaming or watching movies, and they either already know and have accepted the reality, or they're fighting, and there's nothing to fight. It's all, I mean, it's a reality in a sense of physical, but in your mind and just yourself, there's no reality to any of this shit. There's just a lot of compliance to fear from the public, and the politicians in power just keep pounding the same lies instead of anybody coming forward in any position with a following and just being honest. No, no, no. We just get more, you know, death numbers, death tolls, and stories about, what do you call them, old people's homes where they sent characters with COVID and they got all the old people sick. What the fuck? 80-year-old people die. What the hell do you fucking people want out there? So this was the catalyst out of, you know, out of Italy of all places. On top of that, and then you got the story about the wet fish market and bat soup. Come on. I mean, I listened to a guy on UCY named Clint Richardson speak. He did radio for quite a while. He comes back on and off, but I'd have been, I don't know, just gaming and movieing as much as possible. So I don't really have much interest in pursuing the internet anymore. But Clint, he did a series on inoculation, where they started, and he had a partner. I forget the guy's name, bad with names. But if you look up Clint Richardson, you'll find who I'm speaking of. And the guy knows his shit. Yet, and I believe this still, 95% of the people that have heard him could give two fucks about his opinions or what he has to say because it affects their belief system. And when you start messing with people's belief systems, telling them that the shit that they spent, 12 years learning in school was all crap, most of them get kind of pissed off at you. What would you expect? Everything I fucking ever learned in school was crap. Larry Woods told me that. And Larry's got a PH freaking D, right? All that education, and he's the nicest freaking guy. And one of the first things he told me is, all those letters don't mean anything because you're only getting part of the information that you need. It's fruitless. We're stuck in this social loop, and what the laws don't restrict is restricted with fear. Fear of this, fear of that, fear, 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 fear. Because everybody's going to die from the COVID and there's nobody going to be left and all this, that, and the other. And I just found it quite a coincidence that all this shit happened it started out as a drill. I was aware it was a drill. I didn't take it seriously. At first, me and Mary were a little confused about the whole thing because I was talking with her and none of this stuff makes any sense. I'm crying out loud. Airborne, fucking deathly, lethal virus that nobody gets sick, dies from, unless they're 80. This is ridiculous. Of course, I can say that because I'm not 80. But if I was 80, I could give two fucks. I think 80 is plenty of life, So let's sacrifice the young people that are coming up in the world today to save the old people that have already existed and lived a good, full life. See, because this makes a lot of sense to everybody. I'm not sure how. I don't understand that logic. I don't think I'm so selfish that if that was me, and I'm in the 60-year-old thing, so it is me to a degree. Cough, cough. And I don't give two shits about no damn pandemic or virus or none of that shit. You're going to live, you're going to die. And trying to run around the world telling everybody you know what's going to kill you and how it's going to kill you, that's psychotic. You are, wow. Think about it for a minute. I don't know. Maybe nobody's even listening. I'm just talking to myself. But, none of this life that we're looking at makes any real sense. I mean, lockdowns. Why? Why do you shut down an economy? Because you ran out of money. Well, what do you do? How does a government come out and tell you, we've printed ourselves up to our eyeballs, the Rothschilds want their freaking money now, and there's nothing to give them? Nothing. We've been in debt since we were born. How many times have we said it? That they trade us as chattel on the stock exchange. It's on your birth certificate. If you can find, now what you do, this is the problem. You need to get an original copy of your original birth certificate. Not one of these, I don't know. One of the things I had to get a passport. But beyond it, there's documents that that prove every conspiracy theory that you've ever heard about us turns out to be true. All the money's all based on debt. we're all living on the promise of paying someday. But we don't seem to realize that because, they've manipulated the explanation of what money is to include things that aren't really money. They're trading things, but they don't. You can't represent money, but we've been convinced you can. You know, you got credit. Credit. Oh God, my people are the cruelest bastards in the world. You know, that's why, as an American, they want you to fucking hate the Arabs and love the Jew because of usury. The Arabs don't use usury. They have another way of earning money through their banking system rather than bankrupting the people they supply money to and taking all their shit at the end of the day. The Arabs are a little bit kinder to each other. And oh man, can you imagine if the Americans found that out? Woo, well, of course, 5% ain't going to do much. Of course, they do say 5% could shift the whole population. So as long as they keep the 5% split up into smaller groups that will not join together and unite, then there's no way that this game that we do play called society will ever end. It will just progressively become more restrictive and controlling. And eventually, I don't know, people are what? They're going insane. The ones that aren't going insane are hurting other people or themselves. It's kind of sad, I guess, is the right word for it. I mean, I have neighbors here around me. And when I pass them on the street, we say hi to each other and we're civilized. And whether you're wearing a mask or not has still yet to become an issue, you know, on a personal level. But yet, now the government here, the prime minister or whatever, the queen and all these people, they went on television and they do these freaking speeches that the people, you know, like Americans look up to theirs. There's a percentage of people here that look up to that. And according to my wife, she says that they spent quite a bit of time thanking people for participating in keeping the virus down, instead of being honest and telling them they're being screwed so that, you know, they can stall the fucking reset on the finance. We're just getting lied to and scared. Oh, you're going to drop dead if you hug your grandma. She's going to drop dead. Somebody's going to drop dead. Maybe it'll be you. Keep them in fucking terror. So, see, I tried to tell you mental. I really didn't have anything good. I'd like to at least have a giggle or something. But this stuff is... Now, we're being played like mutts, and the population is so lame. You know, the news media gets a hold of whatever happens, and then they feed it. They hand feed it to their public, their population that listens to them, which is a lot of idiot people. And and here we sit. They stormed the dams. What was it? The State Department, or I don't know what building it was. Some fucking Washington D.C. crap in the fucking long run. But you know, well, part of me cares because I'm from America. And part of me doesn't care because I'm away from America. So, thank you. They robbed the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. But I didn't see any. I saw links, and there was nobody storming anything. There was no violent behavior. No. People were sitting around meandering on this balcony, and it was the state building. It wasn't another building. Oh, wow. But the verbal report. And then the first thing I heard was, oh, some girl, 16-year-old girl gets shot. Then that morphs into a woman got shot. And there's a video to go along. How coincidental that this military vet is in the state capitol, storming the state capitol building, and there just happens to be a guy there with a gun on the other side of the door glass. just happens to be there to shoot her. She seemed to be very threatening, like most everybody in the group that was there. But for some reason, she was the one that got shot. And then I seen the link about who she was. Turns out she was a very outspoken, anti-political military vet. 14 years in the military. And then somebody just pops her through a glass window. You know, she does. She's so innocent in a full-on attack that she gets shot in the fucking face, the throat or whatever. You know, I don't understand it. Doesn't make sense to me. Of course, I'm not a military strategist. I know that, but that's what I mean, Rob, is all, and my wife was the first to say, they shot a young girl there, blah, blah, blah. And I was telling her, okay, let's wait and see. I've seen these dramas so many times, you know, and they always tell you the bullshit, and then it turns into something else, always. Me and Rob were disagreeing about it just Thursday, and I think that Trump is participating in this bullshit that we're watching, playing the victim role to keep the fight going, to encourage people. Because I saw his speech and he never said storm any building, or he wasn't rude, he wasn't inciting, he was so unlike everything I ever heard from him. I was actually listening to him. And he puts down the pompous ass suit for a few minutes to speak to people and encourage them to go down there and visit and congratulate and be nice. Of course, you know, wait a minute. That's not what the news people said. Could be a video. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Trump. It sure looked like Trump. It sure sounded like Trump. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was one of those magic videos that make up. And I'm just too stupid to be able to tell when I'm being fleeced or not. I don't know. The whole thing just reeks. It has for a long time. And like it started out in the beginning of the show, I was making a joke on my prediction just based on common knowledge, common sense. Trump was a Hill Dog supporter when he was in New York for like 20 fucking years. He loved the Clintons. Bill and Hillary, they was his friends, baby. Goddamn, he had them out for drinks and food. And probably Bill for a couple of strippers and some coke. But hey, when he was running for the White House, all of a sudden, he becomes Hillary's arch enemy. Just like that. Click. That's the kind of guy I want in charge of the place I live. A man that will fucking lie to your face and tell you, I'm not lying. I'm the most honest guy you could find. Man, I'd have more respect for a politician than just get up there and say, I'm a lying piece of shit. You got any money? I'm going to get it anyway, because we're going to write the law to fuck you up. You'll see. Just sit back and vote for me. And how many years? 200 and something years they've managed to convince people. This is the beautiful part of this whole America story. Is they're trying to convince you that 250 odd years ago, right? These rich kids got together, right? And because they cared so much about the common man, they formed their own government, right? And here we are today, locked up like a bunch of sardines, can't go to a fucking bar and have a drink. Half in the fucking world, cannabis is illegal. Now, when these pricks started out, hemp was mandatory. You had to grow a certain amount of hemp by law. I've seen these laws. Maybe they were written as a joke, but I've seen it on, so I believed it. Like, holy shit. Of course, in the day when they made shit out of hemp, they destroyed most of what they did by now. But here we sit with our, you know, our disposable viruses. I see, this is what pissed me off really bad, is I'm walking down the street going to go get my nicotine because I'm a nasty nicotine smoker, by God. And there's all these healthy people wearing masks to protect themselves from the evil that men do. And I look down on the ground and I see a fucking mask. And I thought, wait a minute. This is a life-saving piece of equipment. This, by law or mandate or order or suggestion. And yet, it's so unimportant that it's on the fucking ground. Okay? For me to step on. Because it's on the fucking ground. Wow. So, it's hard to take all this crap seriously when the people that are participating in it won't even take it. Where are the biohazard fucking bins to properly dispose of all these fucking masks and gloves? Oh, they stopped all the glove shit. But then it's winter time, so, you know, rubber gloves under your regular gloves would probably give you some kind of, like, hand rash. God, I don't know. Hey, people are chatting. Let's see. What? It's, see, Rob, that's what I think. That's what I've said. That's, oh, my God. I have been ignored, ridiculed, called every fucking name under the sun because I refuse to believe any of this shit is real. Not that it doesn't happen, yet it's not real the way that it's told to you. Oh, this happened, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure, it happened all right, but that's not what happened. And if you think about it, look at your own life, right? Something that you physically did, and somebody else tells the story, and then somebody else after it. And by the 10th person telling that story, you shot 5 people and you had sex with a dead pig. You know, and all you did was sat down and had a beer and a sandwich. But exaggeration goes with storytelling. People add. So I guess I'm probably considered one of those kind of people because I don't want to believe what I'm told. You know, most people can't prove to anybody else what they believe. It's something you believe. I believe stuff. There you go. You believe stuff. There you go. And then when we try to, you know, match them together, and it doesn't work because we've all got different freaking belief systems, different ways of interpreting the information that comes to us, this, that, and the other. Then you try to tell somebody else what you think about something. They're hearing you through their head. I hear you through my head. I'm not hearing you the way you speak. I'm hearing you the way I listened. It's a mess. You know? Well. I mean, life is still worth living. I'm not beaten, but I am disappointed. And I'm not beaten because I already didn't want society long before all this corona crap ever started. I stopped going to Freetown and going on trains, going here. I didn't want no more. I was so, just enough. It was nice to slow down. But I didn't expect all this. I mean, it doesn't hurt my lifestyle. The inconvenience of the bar being shut down, that's just me being a Jew, I guess, for a few minutes here and there. But outside of that, I don't really give a flying fuck. Shit. Now we have the food delivered to the house from the grocery. So I don't go get it no more. So it cuts my, you know, my walking. But it's wintertime. So in the long, you know, it's all a matter of my perspective. If I want to be defeated by the situation I'm facing, then that's my choice. You know? Or I can jump hurdles and dodge bullets and jump fences and all that and get through it, like I always have, like everybody does. You know, except for the 9-to-5 people out there with family life that don't have time to follow and find out what the hell is going on in life. They just watch the news for half an hour and that's good enough for them. And I guess it sounds like I'm blaming them for, you know, you can't blame people for the way they're wired, but you can feel like, fuck, there's no way to help them. You may not have given up. My wife may not have given up. I don't have a prayer left for myself or anybody else as far as getting away from this mass hysteria brought on by government and bullshit, and Rockefeller medicine and Fauci and all these lying thieves that don't think that they have enough money. They want to be trillionaires now, baby. I was teasing with Rob this morning about it, his morning anyway, about they'll just print some more money. Doesn't matter. People don't understand where money comes from. They just know they're getting some. They don't really understand that it's a loan. Your grandchildren are going to be paying this fucker off, baby. You'll see. But the sad part about it is I don't think they're waiting that long. I think they want it now. And being as there isn't anything to give them, we've been sacrificed, collectively sacrificed, like a herd of fucking animals going to a slaughter. And they're going to pick off the sick and the poor and the weak. And anybody left standing, it's a free-for-all. And that's probably what we're headed for. Taking a wild guess here, just, you know, looking at the results of, you know, the information at hand on the internet webs, and things don't look good. People are, they're very disappointing as a collective. They think out of fear. They have no spine. They're no backbone. We're a dying breed. Anybody that's willing, and I don't mean all this fuck off and stand up cussing at people nonsense. I mean people that will not personally, this is nothing to do with an expression, outward expression. I'm just explaining how I feel about this. It's a personal inside thing to resist this thing that we're in. And I don't mean, yelling and screaming and telling people off and all that. No. It's way personal and it's deep. And I try to define it, you know, give it some words, but they don't translate very well. I mean, this is my opinion of whatever resistance to the machine is. It's very hard to accomplish it. You need a partner, for one. Somebody's got to play the game. That's part of it. Or you can be a pirate. I chose to be a Palestinian. I'd love to be a pirate, but my wife won't let me be a pirate. So I have to behave myself. And, you know, there's all these conditions that marriage brings to a pirate. You got to give up your pirate. You can't do these things no more, son. You know, it's like, yeah, well, they shut the bar down. So, okay, what am I going to do? I'm going to smoke weed at home. Because me drinking isn't always all that pretty, so I don't sit home and do that. That's just why I went to the bar in the first place. Get it out of my system, away from my little wife, not in her company. That I'm not a good drinker, so. But smoking, I'm just an old prick, you know. I got a nasty attitude because life is just. I see all these weak pussies out there. Bowing to authority, bowing to children, bowing to Jesus, bowing and bowing and bowing. They never stand up anymore. And then when you do stand up, wow, it's amazing. But again, I think it's something you do in your head. I don't think it's something that you express. Like I'm telling you what I do, but the act of doing it is actually not an act of anything. It's the withdrawal of an act. I refuse to do these things. So, in my pirate days, when I was a pirate, I met somebody else that wasn't a pirate and went, well, you can team up with me, but you can't be a pirate no more. And I did. So, you know, it worked out for me. But advice? Fuck, I don't know. I'm just observing and reporting. You know, I see life in a way where I don't see a lot of other people agree with what I think or how I interpret the information. But it's kind of a giggle, you know, to do the radio and say it out loud and leave it on, leave it on the record. That's what I learned that from me. He did teach me a few things over the time that I spent with him. And that was leaving a record behind you. You never know what this might be found 50 years from now or 100 years from now when by the last two surviving people that speak English. Hey, what's in this box? Anyway, what we have here is failure to communicate. There are those men you cannot reach. And for a lot of years, I've been told I'm one of them. My wife probably would agree with that, too. We have our disagreements about issues, but we keep it to not anything important, you know? The important stuff we agree about, but the little things, you know, you got to have disagreement in your life kind of for a balance, I think. Who would really believe me if I was always in a good mood? People know better, you know? So my wife knows me. She knew me way before I got here. And just part of the package, you know? As people, I am assuming, some of us, by observation, they've lost that. You know, they don't have the ability to be patient and wait and see what's going to happen. Now, I get accused of that all the time by my wife, but I'm a few years older than Cirque, and I'm from the country that is usually right in the middle of all the bullshit. So I've seen and spent like 50-odd years there, about 51 years in America. I thought it was more than that, but I've been away from America for, wow, on and off. Plus this last, that's coming up on, it's been 9 years. But then there was a collective, maybe year and a half or two before that, where I went to Canada, Mexico, England, Scotland, and now Denmark. But there's no further. The road ended here. And what a place to end. And I don't mean it like the government or any of that shit. It's just the people here are decent. It's a nice, quiet life that I'm existing in. Outside of the drama from the people who are afraid of dropping dead from this COVID shit, things are good. And I think I'm still just feel, I'm sitting in my smug because I have what I call knowledge about reality. Sadly, my reality and theirs don't seem to match. Their reality is to cower and do as you're told and instructed. And I've just always been kind of rebellious, just because they said so sometimes. Well, you got to do this. Remember seatbelts? Fucking people used to get pissed off at me because I put my seatbelt on my knee. I hated the restraint. Oh, God. I'd rather go through the fucking windshield. Fuck this. If I'm that bad a driver and I head on somebody, fuck it. I deserve to go, you know, not strap me in so I could survive. Bullshit. That's what I mean. Pirate, now I'm a Palestinian, now I don't even drive. Now I walk where I want to go. Nobody gets hurt that way. I am not a threat to anyone on the road. But sadly, I've seen people walking towards me wearing masks, and singular, one person, singular. But when I do, wow, I wonder if I'm smiling and smirking before I pass them, or if I've had the control to know I was going to make them pissed off and not. But self-awareness is a wow, because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I mean, I understand they're a bunch of pussies and they're afraid and all that shit. And that's one thing to say it on a radio podcast or on a chat room site, but to walk up to somebody in the street and do that to them, nah, that would just be wrong. But yeah, I don't know. It's a cruel world. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe it's time to Karen. Go out there with a pair of scissors and cut some fucking masks up. No, I'm joking. I'm being a sarcastic fuck. And that's because I seen a video today. It really upset me. Some store in, what was it called? Something with the states and co something or another. Anyway, it was like five states' first letter to make a name, and I forget what it was. But anyhow, they have this guy, and he's wearing this mask, and these old people buying groceries, but they won't wear their mask. And this prick, I would actually go over to the machine that they were self-serving their food through and open the damn thing and shut it off while they were using it so they couldn't get the food. And I thought, wow, I mean, and there's a big sign in the store that says, if you don't wear a mask, no service, basically. So they're being told right up front. And the business has, any business has the right to do that. They did when I was young. I remember the signs. They go, no shoes, no shirt, no service. You couldn't go in. It was because of insurance problems. If you cut your foot, then you could sue them for something that was on their floor, blah, blah, blah. So they went, hey, we'll make them all wear shoes. That'll solve that problem. And, under the guise of cleanliness and hygiene, they just stole another, ripped you off one more time. Ask Grimm. I'll bet Grimm has an opinion similar to that. He's a barefoot guy. There's lots of barefoot people. I mean, there's like a whole... There are a whole society of them out there. They hate shoes. And then they got the rest of us that we have been pampered so badly over a lifetime that without shoes, wow, fuck, everything, my feet are sensitive little tendery things. What does he say? Oh, he's talking to Rob Works about something. But I figured because he comments about his barefootedness. Anyway, that's about enough out of me, I guess, mental. I tried, but it's just a gloomy, disappointing freaking perspective that I'm receiving off the interwebs about society right now. People are still people. They're going to always do what they do. They never disappoint me. But government, fuck. And I wish the rest of you would catch on to this, that are out there in the real world that don't hear the show. I'm not talking to the people that listen, they already know. But, for the people that don't have a clue out there and they think this is everything that goes on is for their own good, and the government's got their back and all this crap. Wow. How do you show them without hurting them? Yeah. Anyway, there's a schedule on the RLM. RealLibertyMedia.com page that covers all the programs that are still around. I don't mind doing radio. I love doing radio. It's just doing the solo thing without Mary. I feel I've run out of fun. It's all just seems like complaining and disappointment. There's not a lot of good shit. I mean, outside of my personal life, there's not a lot of good shit to talk about. And the world's on fire. Everybody wants something for nothing, or not. How do I mean that? It's like this stimulus check thing. Some people don't have anything, so they need that. And some people just, I don't know, they can't this, or they can't work, or whatever they can't do. makes that necessity So we're actually, we're being forced to fuel the very fire that we're trying to evade, but there's no way out. So anyway, thanks a lot for playing along with the Dork Table on this here Saturday, the 9th of January, 2021. And I'm going to get my buttons together and get over and out. Thanks, everybody.